Hi, my name is Jan Girard, and welcome to All About Redecorating. Every Sunday at 5 p.m., the mission of the show is to inform you, inspire you, and involve you in transforming your surroundings, while at the same time creating a more comfortable, attractive, and functional living space in your personality and style. No matter what the budget, it can be done. You can reach me at 401-849-1668, and my website is allaboutredecorating.com. And you can see all the decorating services I provide. So if you have any decorating issues or questions, or maybe your friends do, I'd love to help you. I've been in business now for quite a few years, and I've met such wonderful people, all who have one thing in common. They want to bring any room in their home that they're not happy with to its full potential. To give an example, sometimes I hear someone doesn't like the way their living room looks, and they can't put their finger on what's wrong. Is it the color, lighting, windows? Or they're tired maybe of their furnishings and want a totally different look. What may have worked for them a few years ago may not be working for them today, and I see this all the time. But let's say someone wants to change their existing furniture, but may feel they have to hold off because they can't afford it. What I always tell my clients, if you want to purchase furniture or accessories, but you have a limited budget or want what they call design on a dime, I recommend checking out consignment shops, and they're a great alternative. There are many people out there that are downsizing today and have to get rid of items they no longer need. And it's happening everywhere. And quite often, there's nothing wrong with any of the items, and they're in great condition. Just to give you a quick story. A couple of years ago, my girlfriend and I went to a consignment shop out of the area, which we always do when we get together, and found a fabulous bedroom set for her daughter and soon-to-be son-in-law, who were getting married, by the way, any day now, and needed a new bedroom set yesterday. But to give you the word pictures, the bed set was kind of a Pottery Barn look, and it was very well made, all in black, four-poster king-size bed, two bureaus with two huge mirrors, two bed tables, but they were really bed chests with dovetail drawers and with nickel hardware. What blew us away was the price. All for what I mentioned was just over $2,000, and I know for a fact the bed alone was well worth over that. I couldn't believe the price. So, of course, with technology today, we were able to take pictures from the cell phone, send it to her daughter, and the decision was made immediately. People are saying, immediately? I said, yeah, right on the spot. And we got the credit card, and we're all set to go. But just to give you a heads up, anything that's in good condition, priced right, and in style, doesn't stay long at consignment shops. So if you want it, don't hesitate. You need to buy it that day. I have missed more opportunities, so I know from my experiences. Afterwards, we happened to be talking to the owner of the shop and found out this couple who owned the bed set were downsizing and couldn't use it anymore. It was so gorgeous and in great condition, and I really truly felt this was a brand new set, no word of a lie. You can get very lucky and find great deals when you go on the hunt, and that's what I call it, going on the hunt. And I love checking out consignment shops no matter where I am in the country, for myself or even my clients. It's the one-of-a-kind pieces you'll always find. By the way, there have been many articles in newspapers throughout the country talking about the increasing popularity of consignment shops. And here locally, for those that may not know, a new consignment shop opened up not too long ago on Aquidneck Island, and it's called the Finer Consigner. There's been such a buzz about this shop, I had to have the owner, Hamish Gunn, on my show this week, and because I'm so excited that he could be a part of it because of just what he has to offer on Aquidneck Island. Hamish, welcome to the show, and I'm glad you could be here, and I was looking forward to the show because, again, for my love of consignment shops.
Thanks, Jan. Great to be here.
Well, I'm glad you could be here as well. And, you know, when I said earlier about items not lasting long in consignment shops, I'm sure you agree.
Well, we've had a lot of upset people. They come in and say, oh, I'm going to be back tomorrow. And we go, well, you better get it now. I might be here and you'll be mad at us. And they come in the next day and it's gone. And that happens a lot.
I know. And it's funny because I think a few years ago this happened where I saw something and said, oh, God, I don't know if this is going to fit. And I go back and sorry, it sold later that day you were in, and that's the name of the game.
And you give them the dirty look, too.
I know. But first of all, tell the audience where you're located.
We're located at 72 East Main Road, right next door to Becky's Barbecue, just down the road from Shores, and right opposite the Christmas Tree Shop.
And also, there's a Citizens Bank right across from you, too.
Citizens Bank, too, yes.
Okay. And what are the hours, for people that are listening?
11 to 4 from Tuesday through to Saturday, and on Sundays, we're 12 to 3.
Excellent.
Just to get those last-minute shopper weekend guys and go back to New Jersey and pop in there.
Oh, really? Because it's not just for the locals, but for people coming in from out of town and so forth.
Yeah, many
because
I know
there are people that no matter where they're visiting, they always look up where consignment shops are.
Yes,
because
exactly.
That's their mission. But I have to ask you, and what made you decide to get into the consignment business? I have a feeling you have been loving to go on the hunt to be the reason maybe why you opened the shop, but maybe you have more things to share.
Well, if any of my old friends are listening, they would remember many years ago that I ended up with 100 hotel beds once, and I didn't know what I was going to do with them, and I nearly got evicted out of my house because I asked my landlord if I could just pop them in his garage for a couple of days, not knowing how much room 100 box spring and 100 mattresses would take up. And that was the beginning of it, and I put a quick ad in the paper for sale, a single bed, just to get rid of one, and I sold a whole 100 in 8 days. And I advertised it as one bed, because I scared everyone off when I put 100 beds for sale.
But, so, obviously, I mean, you've just opened, less than a year ago, correct?
Oh, 4 months. We're in
God,
4 months
of business.
It seems
longer than that, 4 months?
Sure does, yeah.
Oh my God, how time flies.
January, we took the building apart. We put bay windows in and knocked a few walls out, but we ended up with 14 big, well, good-sized rooms, plus 3 big rooms in the building as well, so there's a lot of space in there.
Now, where are you finding the merchandise that's in your shop? I'm sure there are an array of ways you can do that, but this may trigger something where people may want to know this.
Some people call us up. You know, they might have an estate sale. They just want to sell all the contents of the house, and we'll just come in and we'll negotiate a price so everyone's happy. Or sometimes they'll just say, well, I'd rather, consign it. And, they might get a little bit more money for it sometimes. Sometimes we buy it, or sometimes we'll consign it. And we do a 50-50 split. And as I said to you before, that we'll, if you mention this ad or you mention this radio conversation, then we'll give you a 60-40 split, which
and
is 60%
goes
for the customer.
Okay,
and
good.
40 to the house.
Okay, great.
You must mention this radio interview.
Great. Now, when you're talking about people inquiring, are you able, let's say if I wanted to sell something, would I be able to take a photo or take photos and then email the photos?
Sure. Yeah, we do that a lot.
Because if you can't go there, they can't come or
right.
Something with whatever.
Yep.
So that's a big help,
that's
too.
That's a big help. Sometimes people just throw it in the back of their car and we'll pop out and have a look. But if we're busy, between about 11:30 and 1 is a pretty tough time because we're trying to give them 100% attention, the buyers, and want to give the consigners 100% as well. And it's a bit hard when people are trying to buy it before we've even got it in the computer,
That
happens
yeah.
a lot.
Well, and especially, too, because that's the height of the day. So
right,
having
yeah.
sensitivity to come in when it's quieter, so to speak.
Right. But if they call up and make an appointment, we'll come down there between 9 and 11, whatever's convenient for the consignor, and we can meet them, too.
Good. So. Well, again, too, as I mentioned even in my intro about people downsizing and with things that normally would be in great condition. I've seen this all the time, but they're, again, going from a 14-room house to a 3-room house or whatever, and so it makes it quite difficult for them to hold on, and it can be very emotional, too, if yep. they can't fit it.
And they have to move it, and we have a truck, and we'll come and pick things up. We have a, if it's small enough, I can throw it in my truck. Otherwise, we make arrangements to have it all picked up in a big truck.
Oh, that's good to know, because that's probably always the question. How am I going to get it to you and
exactly,
that type of thing?
Yes. Yeah.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned that you have 14 rooms in the store, and I loved it when I came in the first time because usually sometimes I'll go into places and it's a big wide open box and there's just it's just not intimate and inviting, but I like the way it's all laid out. It's almost like you have different themes or different styles, and maybe you can share more about why you did it that way.
Well, what happened, we had a lot of garden equipment. No, I shouldn't say equipment, but things, tchotchke, garden,
accessories.
So we sort of put them in that room, and then all of a sudden, that's a good idea. And every time that came, garden things are coming, we throw them in there. And then little kids, we had lots of little kids' furniture and little beds and things. And we said, we'll put that in the little kids' room. We've got a little writing desk in there now. We actually got a lot of nice things, new things in there. now. And they're saying, and it just went on from there. A lady came in, she had a collection of Arizona, you know, little chattels that she'd been lugging around, and suddenly she decided she wanted to get out of the Arizona mode and filled the whole room with just her things.
I think, too, it helps things flow because, let's say I'm looking for things for the garden, accessories, and really don't, at that time, we all kind of go on a mission sometimes of picking out something. It just kind of makes it easier for the shopper, someone coming in?
Sure, yeah, I think so, yeah. If they're looking for one particular thing, we have a music room which has got all guitars and keyboards in it. So if they're looking for guitars, we stick them down there to the left, or they want to go to the garden room or the kids' room or the... Well, the grown-ups
it's very big,
room.
Too. I mean, it's deceiving on the outside because it looks like a cape kind of outside, but it really has a lot of space that you can... one woman I was talking to had gone by the shop, said, I couldn't believe it. It just kept going meandering around and around and going up and down. And
people get lost.
I know. They have to call you on their cell phone, right? Earlier I talked about the furniture and whatnot, but do you have antiques along with the furnishings?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we've got a lot of it. I just picked up a big bunch of antiques today, a big collection of them, yeah.
I think with having the variety, and I see sometimes people want to do an eclectic mix, maybe, or even sometimes maybe one room has a certain feel. If it's Victorian, then maybe they're kind of threading into something that's more colonial. Yeah. So having the mix, because you never know what style people have, retro or could be anything.
And sometimes they come in and they'll go, oh, I love this, but this is what I was looking for, but I like that better, and it's something totally different than what they were looking for.
They weren't even thinking, wasn't on their radar scope, definitely. And I assume as far as artwork and mirrors, a wide collection of things like that?
Hundreds of them, we have hundreds of mirrors and
art. How do you remember everything? You probably don't.
I don't really. Every day I go in there and someone will bring something, I go, well, where did this come from? And it's always for sale, half the price of what I thought it should be for
like
sale.
Like receiving
for.
Gifts every day, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
When I was going through, I noticed too, and again, I know turnover is where I said people need to make sure that they come in and when they want something to buy it because it can be gone tomorrow. Even with lighting, you had a nice collection of lamps and chandeliers, and I'm sure that's a part of the whole process of putting a look together, of course.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're going to have a chandelier room. We're just going to put the fittings on so we can have them all in so people can turn them on and check them out. But we do have boxes of chandeliers around the place.
Oh, you've got to, I've got to go see all this. See, what happens for me too is I'm with clients and they are looking for things. And I'm one, as I mentioned earlier, that I really like to recommend a consignment shop because many times if they want to buy something that's an antique or whatever it may be and they want these one-of-a-kind pieces, a shop like yours is fabulous because it's unique, different, and people love stuff like that.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, I love it. You know, just
I
watching
can tell.
All any old things coming in there. Half the things I try and buy off the customers.
Oh, no, you can't you can't do that. But, you know, time is going by so quickly here, we have to take a quick break. And if you just tuned in, this is Jan Girard from All About Redecorating, and you can reach me at 401-849-1668. And my website is allaboutredecorating.com. My special guest this week is Hamish Gunn from The Finer Consigner, and you can reach him at 401-849-9162. When we come back, more info from The Finer Consigner. Welcome back, and if you've just tuned in, this is All About Redecorating, and my name is Jan Girard. You can reach me at 401-849-1668, and my website is allaboutredecorating.com. My guest this week is Hamish Gunn from Finer Consigner, and you can reach him at 849-9162. When we were going to break, we were talking about the different aspects of the consignment shop, and I can sense Hamish is having a lot of fun doing what he's doing, but the one thing that, obviously, Newport being the, draws a lot of people from all over the world, and many times people have vacation homes. Has that been a big draw for you, for people needing to furnish their homes?
Huge, huge. We had a bloke come in the other day, right before Memorial Day weekend, and said, I said, can I help you? And he goes, yeah, I need 10 bureaus. And I was like,
10 bureaus.
I said, when do you need them by? And he said, tomorrow. And he had the house, it was a three-family house rented out, summer rental, and it had no furniture in it, and he needed them. And we drove around with our trucks and managed to fill this house up with 10 bureaus.
Talk about thinking on your feet quickly. I mean, he could never get it any other way.
We only had three in the store, but we had people that, we have a wish list, and people that have things, and when we sell, we'll call them back. So we got on the phone and called everybody up, and I said, yes, get rid of it, please.
You see this a lot, though, because when people are, if they're, it's their second home and maybe want things to be furnished differently, and what a niche you have, because just like with this situation, people can put their home together so quickly and not have to wait for a delivery of 8 weeks, which is normally done in the furniture business.
Exactly.
You know, and your guy, tomorrow, that's talk about...
I was part of the delivery crew on that one.
And he probably was crossing his fingers, oh, pray, please, please, please have the bureaus. So, but I think, too, that people may not realize, and in my design element of what I do, and people sometimes can miss opportunities, when they're going into your consignment shop and they see a chair that's upholstered, and they may initially say, oh, God, I hate that fabric. But, again, if it's in good condition, has good bones, they can get something that they like overall, and if they just look beyond the fabric, they can pick up something at a very good price and just get it reupholstered. And it's amazing when I see, and people say, hey, that's not a bad idea. Because I love this piece, but they just think, you can't get something all the time that with the fabric that you like.
Right.
Are you finding that people coming in even looking at it that way? If not, that's a good thing to suggest.
Yes, no, definitely. And the wicker ones are big, but it's very hard to find somebody that can restore the wicker chairs. But there's an old bloke down in Connecticut who does it, and we just get in touch with him now, and he does it for the love of it.
Oh,
I don't say
fabulous.
He does it for free, but you know, he's pretty reasonable, but he just loves doing it.
So, that's a good connection for you, because sometimes you can have a beautiful wicker piece that just needs a little bit of TLC and
yep.
repairs.
Doesn't take much to make them look nice again.
Yeah,
cause
they just don't make them like that anymore.
Right, the old wicker's great. Yeah.
You know, on a side note, I remember a couple years ago, I have a client in Jamestown who, when you walked in the front foyer, has this huge paneled wall. And we realized that we couldn't have a console, which was going to be what was needed there, with wood, because it would just be too much of a wood-on-wood type of thing.
Yeah.
And I said, what I see here is a beautiful demi-lune beveled glass top with metal base. And I said, God, you know, let me see if I can find one somewhere when I'm out and about, which I always am. And this was out of the area, and I happened to walk into the shop, went through, turned around, and saw this beautiful Drexel piece to the T of the dimensions that I recommended.
Wow.
For $400. I took a photo, emailed it to her. Next day, they were there to buy it.
I got it.
I mean, and here's an example of, again, when you're on the hunt, and if it's seeing a piece of furniture that's upholstered, but you can change the upholstery, you never, never know. Uh-huh. And that's what's so much fun, because you never know when you walk in your shop what's going to be there. I mean, I was just there a few days ago. I said, where did this come from?
You know?
So it's amazing how it can be very effective, because I'm always looking, kind of peripheral vision of sorts.
And if you can't see it, just, you know, please ask, because it could be hidden among the other rooms.
Well, you may have, maybe something's coming in.
Oh, exactly. All the time. I mean, daily things.
You have to have a good memory, right?
Yes.
Of what you're seeing.
I write it down.
You know how we talk about the environment and everything? People are talking about everything being green. And I was curious, because I read an article, and I do read a lot of articles, about when you're buying antiques or gently used furnishings, that you're contributing to the environment, and it is considered very green. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm being from New Zealand. We've been green since about 1930. And we haven't had lead paint in our paint since 1917. So we're pretty green anyway. So it's just another part of the New Zealand keeping it green, as we say.
But think about it. If somebody is buying things that have already been made and you're not having something to be made new, it's definitely something. A lot of people, that's why consignment shops are just flourishing, because people want to be with the environment, think green, and so that's going to be a big plus for you as well.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. I think with just with one bedroom set was probably about 3 trees to make one bedroom set, wouldn't it be?
Well, that's scary.
Think about that. You know, everyone has to have a bed.
Getting away from the furnishings a little bit, of course, when I've been going through your shop, I noticed you have jewelry in your shop. What type of jewelry? Is it just costume? What do you have?
No, no. We have sterling silver, white gold. We have 14 karat, and we've got some really, really neat pieces. And that was one of our best mistakes, because one of the girls said, oh, we should do jewelry in here. So I went out and bought a little jewelry cabinet, 2 feet wide by 3 feet high. And that was filled in 2 days. So then I bought another cabinet that was 6 feet wide and 3 feet, sorry, 6 feet high and 3 feet wide. And that one's filled now too. And we're going to buy another cabinet and put more jewelry in it. The woman come pouring in boxes. They just want to get rid of it and buy new jewelry. And one lady had a whole Home Shopping Network collection. For 6 years she'd been buying this.
Oh my God.
Almost weekly. And one day said she's never going to do it again and just put the whole lot in. And the customers were diving on it. My girls were diving on it. There was just a lot of jewelry.
And there are people, I know people that just love to get vintage jewelry or whatever because, again, they're so unique.
Oh, yeah.
Even, could even be, I remember someone wanting to give a ring as an engagement ring that was an antique because it was different and that type of thing versus just going to, not to knock a jewelry store, but just to get something new, having something that is special and different.
Right. I bought a 14-karat gold men's diamond ring the other day for $8 in our shop. And that was the retail price of it. I felt too guilty getting my discount. So.
My God. $8. Sometimes, you know, that's the thing too. Sometimes people don't know what they're buying or, well, just like if you look at the Antiques Roadshow, which has been a great education for people, there are things that people get that they have no clue.
Nope.
Or if they're selling it, if they only knew what it was.
Right.
But that's...
Yeah, we try and educate them a little bit, though. You know, I mean, we don't want someone to sell a 14-karat gold ring for $8. I mean, that was probably a $200 ring, easy. And so we told her about it. She's, no, I just want to get rid of it. And actually, a lady bought a bureau in the other day, and we were looking through the drawers, which we always do because you find keys and all sorts of funny things. And we found a first edition Pluto magazine. I think, did I show you that when you were in
there?
No, no. And the lady was in the shop, and we said, hey, wait, you left this. And she said, oh, you can have it. And so we looked it up on eBay, and we said, no, no, it's worth $100. And she only won $100 for the bureau, so now she's a really happy camper. How about that? It's pretty
But, you know, then you get back with that, I mean, when you do something
of
like
course,
that.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Know, then they know, obviously, you're honest and you're working there for the customer.
Right.
And that word of mouth spreads, which was huge.
A lady this morning came in, and I just happened to be there before I came down here, and she picked up the chandelier. We're talking about chandeliers. And she said, how much is this? And I said, well, I just put it in the shop this morning. It hasn't gone on the computer yet, but I said, how's $20 sound? And then she said, are you kidding? And I said, well, I'll throw the milk crate in as well, because it came in a milk crate. And her husband thought I said 200. And I think he was going to pay 200 for it. And she said, no, honey, it's $20. So I just said, oh, make sure you tell all your friends, so they'll come down and get a good deal, word of advertising.
Well, that's, and it's the experience of what they're having and the fun they're having when they walk through.
Exactly. Right.
One thing I know that we must get to, because this has been something of, I guess, a surprise for you, even though we talk about the furnishings and the jewelry and so forth, is you have a men's clothing line displayed in the store.
Yeah.
Now, how did that happen?
I wasn't going to Las Vegas. Actually, I was in Las Vegas in February, and one of my buddies has a men's retail outlet. He brings clothing in from around the world, actually. And I asked him how business was, and he said, terrible. He's got 200,000 suits sitting in L.A., and he's got 200,000 suits sitting in New York. And he asked me what I was doing, and I said, I'm opening a consignment store this year. It's my new project. And he said, would you like to put some suits in there? And I said, well, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. They're brand new. Men's Pendleton suits, you know, famous, famous American brand. And so next day, a big, huge truck showed up. I had no idea. I thought he was going to give me about 20 or 30 suits. And 1,000 suits came in our door, and that kind of filled up our basement. 1,000.
Well, that's a great room downstairs, because that you have everything laid out beautifully with the suits.
Oh, yes.
So it's separate. Totally separate from the rest.
I'm going to call it the Finer Consignor Basement.
Right. I like that.
And we sell the suits there. They're $99 suits, and they would normally sell for $300 or $400, and nobody has complained. They just love them.
Well, my husband bought a couple of suits and a sports jacket, and I've told, anytime I've talked to people, I said, oh, you got to go check this out, because they're not thinking maybe of that. And again, it's just letting people know what's going on, because they're beautiful quality, and just it feels like, to me, like the wool feels like butter, you know, just it's very smooth
super
and soft.
Yeah.
So they're great condition.
And the Channel 10 guys, I believe they're all wearing those suits, those pinstripe suits.
Oh.
Yeah, those suits are from the same, where they came from, the same origination.
So you're having fun with that, and it's, again, you know, if it's working and complimenting everything else, it's fabulous.
Yeah, it's great for the blokes, because when they come in there with the wives, you know, they can go in there and hunt for the suits, and the girls go off and do their thing.
Good psychology here, because sometimes men will say, oh, honey, can't, you know, do we really need to go there? And then they get into their own thing and so forth. So that's got to be a lot of fun. You know, you brought up earlier about musical instruments. And is it something where you just collected them over time? Because I know, not to get into a whole other show here, but I know you also perform musically on Monday nights at the old, we're going to call it the old Treadway.
Newport Harbor Hotel.
Yeah. It's funny. It's something. It's what always something used to be what it is now.
Yep. Yeah, so I'm playing down there on Monday nights with my buddy Dave Manuel. We've been playing together for the last 26 years.
So that whole thing's been in your blood, and you decided people love to get sometimes the old guitars, and I mean, they're just the quality. I couldn't believe all the beautiful equipment that you have there.
In 1983, I was going back to my family business in New Zealand, so I was selling everything up, sold my guitars, and I got to New Zealand, and I'd been here too long, and I couldn't wait to get back over to the States, so I came back here, but I sold my guitar to get back to New Zealand, and when I got back to America, finally, after about 6 months, I had to get another job to pay my airfare back. I swore that I would never sell another guitar again to get my airfare back to wherever I had to go. And because of that, I've ended up with about 33 guitars. I think I've sort of got, I think that's how many I have, 33 or 34. So I bought about 20 of them and put them in the store just to add into my music room.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's been a nice, I'm sure, addition to what you're doing, because I couldn't believe some of, you know, how they age and just the sound is so different.
Oh, yes.
And I play the guitar a little bit, too, so it's fun to see something that, like with furniture, everything ages beautifully, and it's got to be a great thing for you to see those treasures.
Oh, yeah, they sound, they get better with age. Guitars definitely.
That's the one thing that gets better with age, right? But I know we're running out of time very soon, but I was just curious. The best thing is anybody should just come by the store, call, and just get an idea of how to set up again. I know I mentioned about emailing photos, but just to get the lay of the land, come and see your shop, get the feel, talk with Sue and the others, and just get a sense of how they can, if they have anything they'd like to sell, of course, to buy at the same time. But I assume that would be the best way.
Exactly, yeah. And what we do is, if we have somebody that consigns, we offer them as a deal too. Instead of giving them their consignment check, we offer them a discount where they can buy, get a 60% credit in the store with their.
Oh.
Yeah, so, and they love that because they get a
like
pretty
that
good
too.
Deal on them too, yeah.
Well, we're coming to the end of the show already, and I wanted to thank Hamish from the Finer Consigner for being on the show and educated me on a lot of things and just the whole history of how he got to where he is now. And it's a great shop to go in. You have to go see it. And you can reach him also at 401-849-9162. And you've been listening to All About Redecorating. And my name is Jan Girard. And you can reach me at 401-849-1668. My website is allaboutredecorating.com. And until next Sunday at 5 p.m., happy redecorating.